Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that's what he is at best. That's I don't see the superstar. I don't see superstar in him.
No. I mean, obviously,
I mean,
I
can't rule it out. I can't rule it out.
I'll say this.
Like, nothing wrong with 3-and-D guy, by the way. I mean, at 11, that's not like you're, you know, that's not a bad choice.
Well, the other thing is, too, that if you, he has physical tools to be a good defender in the league.
Most definitely.
For sure.
Most definitely.
And
he looks a little smaller than I thought. On an NBA
He's
court.
Not that tall, but he has really long arms.
That helps.
But yeah, I mean, I think that there's different pathways there for him to be useful on this team and become a good player. And now it doesn't help that everybody just overhyped the crap out of
no question.
Like, it's not fair to him.
It was very
at
damaging.
All. It was. And now it's set the bar extremely high.
Unfairly.
And
somebody should have just compared him to, like, you know.
I tell you, but like,
Jones.
Like Isla is not the first person that came out. Isla just said it publicly. There have been others that have spoken behind the scenes that said Cedric Coward was like, whoa, at training camp. Like, this guy was attacking the basket. He was a nuisance on defense. Like, you know, he impressed. He was impressive. And Isla, you know, after hearing that for a little bit, Isla said it publicly that he has looked really good in practice. And I think that there's still something there, clearly. It hasn't translated to the basketball court yet.
Right.
But I'm just saying, I don't think they're just blowing smoke when they say that. Like, right. I think
we saw it in the second half a little bit.
Right.
Like
there is some substance to that, that they have been impressed in the runs. And the other thing is, it just hasn't translated to the court yet. And maybe it's part of this. He's in his head a little bit. They're overthinking a little bit. And they got to get him out of that. But I don't know. We'll see. Like, there's a real patience with him, too. Like, when you ask people about Cedric Coward, almost everyone gives the same answer. This is, like, behind the scenes. They always say, well, we don't know what it'll be at the beginning of the season, but 2 months, 3 months, I mean, maybe he has the chance to be really good. That's almost always what they say. So there's some hedging on expectations, and of course they should do that because they compared the guy to freaking Michael Jordan, which was, like, ridiculous. So
and Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
A double helix of both of them. If you combine their DNA, you get Cedric Coward. Crazy. Like, how do you even? That's what I say. Like, I'm gonna say his name, David Thorpe. If I had an executive tell me that,
You wouldn't hire David Thorpe to be the GM of your NBA franchise?
I wouldn't hire David Thorpe to be the GM of the Memphis Hustle, bro. Okay? I mean, there's a reason why he ain't working in basketball. Right? And he'd come in here with us. Right? I mean, there's a reason for that. So, not saying that he wasn't the one who came up with the original point, by the way. He was just repeating it from an executive. But see, I wouldn't have done that. I would have filtered that out. I'd be like, "Hey, man, We can't be doing that, bro. Like, we can't be doing the combination, you know, comparisons to, like, two of the single greatest players that have ever picked up a basketball, right? Like, we have to. This guy's played 6 games last year. You know, even if you want to say, like, some physical things remind you of him, like, you know, we're going to keep that between us. You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't help the kid when you go public with it to the point. You know, it just does not benefit the kid. It doesn't benefit the franchise who drafts him. Because it may be a patience thing. It may take 2-3 years, you know, and now every single time he plays, he's going to be put under that microscope. Like, hey, I was told Mamba. Say Mamba. Not fair. you know. So I just think there's a.
I don't think anybody internally is putting that on him.
No, I agree. I think that's no. I don't think it's internal.
Who cares what Coach Thorpe says at this point?
But I do think like when people read that and have these expectations
sure,
of him,
part of the,
you know, and then they see him and it's not quite that.
That's why we're having to tell everybody to hold on.
Exactly.
That's just where we should have been from the get go.
Agree totally. By the way, Memphis basketball picked first in the American.
Very nice.
They said they could never do this. Do I have this right? First time since Houston left. That's what Parth had in the story, I believe. They weren't picked the year with, I guess FAU would have gotten picked 23-24 because they were bringing back all the
UAB last year.
Final Four. And then, UAB was picked last year.
It's a joke.
Nuts.
Well, congratulations to the Tigers.
This is huge.
on their AAC championship, right?
The league has been pretty bad at predicting who's going to win the
American.
They're
not the AAC anymore, sorry.
That's right.
The American.
It's actually the kiss of death because the last 2 years they've gotten it wrong. 2 years ago, it was South Florida that won the league, and then last year they picked UAB, and it was Memphis.
And by the way, also Shams now saying that Eric Spoelstra will be the next Team USA coach.
I mean, I think it's a good choice.
Obviously, you know, we're hoping we're going to get a couple Grizzlies on some future Olympics teams. But
are we?
We're hopeful.
Okay.
We're hopeful, no.
I mean, Jaren was on the World Cup team, so he seems to have the easiest path. Ja's out. He's out of the discussion. To me, he hasn't been relevant to the Olympic team at all, really.
Well, I mean,
they're going to go.
It depends on. I mean, he just tore his Achilles. No,
yeah,
right?
But they don't play again. They don't go to the Olympics until.
No, I understand that, but we don't know if he's going to come back and be the same player. And I mean, Nike sure would love to get John.
No, he would. No, you're right. I mean, he's got that going for him. There are politics involved with that, so that is working for him. No question about it. I tell you, who's not political in his coverage? That's Drew Hill. Covers the Grizzlies
brother.
For the no agenda, no bias, just the real from Drew Hill at the Daily Memphian.
Thanks, man. I'll be in here tomorrow talking to Jason, and we'll get into all the politics then.
There we go. Yeah. Love it.
Break it down.
We'll come back. We'll talk about a little bit about the American poll and more. Stick around, Jason and John. I'd turn FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Black Tie Moving has changed and moving to the city of Memphis. They're the best with the moving cross town, cross country. Black Tie Moving is here for you. They're trusted movers. Like I said, they could do it local. They could do it long distance. You're going to get that black tie red carpet treatment. They do it all. Home, apartment, commercial, long distance. They are the absolute best. I've used them twice. It's a premium choice for luxury home, commercial business relocations nationwide. But you got to call them. 316-6196 is the phone number. It's Black Tie Moving. They're changing, moving the city of Memphis. Call it a day. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. All right. So, again, we do have the new American poll, the 2025-2026 American Conference preseason poll. And your Memphis Tigers have been picked to finish first, 11 out of 13 possible first place votes. This is a coach's poll. Because I don't think they do the media poll or anything like that. So Memphis gets 143 points to South Florida's 128 points. Tulane picked third. Is it going to be that kind of year for Ron Hunter? I was not prepared.
He's always a disappointment, unless he's playing Memphis. But that hasn't gone so well for him of late.
Yeah, this league is really bad, folks. UAB fourth. Of course, they lost everything, right? I mean, UAB lost Lindeborg. They lost Coleman. They lost, you know, every good player they had. Wichita State picked fifth. Florida Atlantic sixth. North Texas all the way down to seventh. Amazingly, Memphis does not have the preseason player of the year. That would be Rowan Brumbaugh from Tulane.
Stop.
That's I agree. I think it should be Doug McDaniel, but you know, I guess he's a returner, so he gets the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, it's probably it might be maybe they've got it on paper, but it's probably some, you know, general rule of for them.
Yeah,
they pick some returning.
They did get.
What was it last year?
Lindeborg had to be right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And he was, wasn't he? Yeah.
My guess. Yeah.
Two Tigers on the first team preseason. Doug McDaniel and Aaron Bradshaw both make it.
If you name them to the first team, you name them player preseason player of the year.
No one on the second team, however. No Memphis Tigers on the second team. No Sincere Parker. No.
No Zach Davis.
No Zach Davis. Yeah. No.
Who are the two? Doug and who?
Doug and Aaron Bradshaw.
Okay. Let me commit that to memory.
Yeah, there you go.
We don't even see Aaron Bradshaw average 10 points yet. That's just off the five-star status.
It is. There's no doubt about that. I'm a little surprised not to see, you know, like you said, you know, Zach Davis or who was the other that would have made sense?
Barry, because of what he did at Temple?
I don't know. Maybe there's only one. Or Sincere Parker. Sincere Parker.
Or my guy, the mystery man from the 6'8 right. mystery man from UT Rio Grande Valley right. State.
But my guess is a lot of these guys are returners or, you know, have been the AC or whatever the case may be.
It's very exciting.
Here's the thing.
They just picked the winner from the year before. That's what they do. That's what they did with UAB, right?
UAB didn't win the year before. South Florida had won the year before.
South Florida had won it that year. No, that's not. It's them.
And they weren't in the conference the year before that. They were in CUSA. So,
and before that, it was always Houston.
Yeah. So this is actually terrible news for Penny because the preseason coaches poll pick never wins.
We're not worried about that. It's just, not this year.
You know, at post-Houston, the preseason coaches poll winner has never actually won the conference. So this would be the first time. It's also the first time that Memphis has been picked, amazingly, to win the American since Houston left. It wasn't that long ago. For the first time in 6 years. Is that possible? My God. Memphis says it's the first time in 6 years since Memphis has been picked to win the American. That's crazy to me. I mean, I don't think I would have ever guessed it's been since 2019.
Again, you had Houston in the league.
When did they leave? They left in like
it's been 3 years.
2023. Yeah, they didn't get picked any of those years. It's kind of nuts to me. But I guess, you know, they have the FAU thing because they kind of a once-in-a-generation team. They bring everybody back.
Right.
All right, that makes sense. In 23-24. And then 24-25, they were wrong to pick UAB.
Last year we criticized
them. Yeah, we did. And I think, listen, I get it. I mean,
but we said because they had Lindeborg back.
That's right.
We understood why they did it. We said, this won't work.
No, listen, Memphis should get the benefit of the doubt, obviously. And that's what this is. This is benefit of the doubt. It's not really based on anything else because it's a whole new team. It's based on, hey, Penny's done this before with a whole new team. He'll do it again with a whole new team. So, because last year was basically that, right? They didn't have any returners from 23-24. Thank God. Get all that up out of here. So I think that's just what this is. To me, the stark thing is just how bad this league is. Again, you get past Memphis and South Florida, and we're talking about a league where Ron Hunter, who like never is good at Tulane, is picked third.
Yeah, I don't know why they worry about rankings. They didn't do it with football. This is right. a basketball league. You don't want to rank.
I would
do because
exactly.
there's one and a bunch of you know what.
Exactly.
And yet
right.
we don't. But a football league that was good, you don't want to rank because it's going to hurt
so
you
true.
For postseason. Stop.
That
you
is so.
You
true.
Set yourself apart with football with the way you've played this season.
Absolutely.
Who cares about positioning and pre? So, that's a league you actually want to. You could have ranked, and we would have kind of gone through it. This we know what there's a one and a bunch of other guys. Is the best way I can put it.
I like
it's
that.
It's ridiculous that we're
like
doing
that.
Preseason rankings.
They should discontinue
when they skipped
this
it
one.
In football. This conference skipped it in football.
Right.
But you want to rank this mess.
Man. Charlotte got 22 votes. They're last.
Well, I guess we got to go Ron at 3.
Man.
He ain't got nothing, but Brumbaugh's back.
I guess that's it.
I mean, that is shallow, bro. You talk about no depth. We ain't got a rotation whatsoever.
It really is brutal. I mean, the fact that North Texas, who you could at least depend on, now they're all the way down to 7 with their new coach.
This is not a fun story.
No, it's
and
not.
And this is not some honor being no. picked number. It's supposed to be a birthright.
It's default.
Now.
Yeah, exactly. But it is news you can use on a Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait for the penny quote about this. Being picked number one.
It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing to be picked number one to win your league. It shows that you're getting the respect. First time in 6 years, you finally earned the respect of your peers that denied that from you for so long. But the rest of it is trash. The rest of it is absolute trash. So anyway, it's out. American Media Day is on Monday. Jeff Goodman and Rob Doster will be there, and they will be asking questions to the preseason favorite coach of the Memphis Tigers, Penny Hardaway.
That's good.
That's going to be good. It's going to be a good time. So anyway, we will be having a ceremony tomorrow downtown with the National Guard to celebrate this distinction, and we look forward to seeing everybody there. We'll reveal locations in a private DM. That will be going out a little later this afternoon.
Bet you never thought Brennan Lewis would be on this list. I want to give the young man a shout out because a lot of people, some people around here, called him. They said he would suck. I'm not gonna say who said it. They know who they are. Brennan Lewis was named to the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Top 25, and no, it's not because he's been prolific as a passer. But what I do think is significant, and we know what he's been. He's been unbelievable on the ground, but and making the throws when he's had to. 8 touchdowns, 1,269 yards this year, passing the ball. But it's really what makes this significant is that he's the only non-Power 4 quarterback to make this top 25. And, wow. Again, I continue to point to and it's another feather in Ryan Silverfield's cap, and you guys know I've been critical of Ryan Silverfield. He shut me up this season. But to have identified Brennan Lewis with the way Ryan Silverfield's offenses had operated, right, and to say, coming after Seth Hennigan and say, you know what, we're gonna turn that guy that was a loser in the sense that, I mean, we tell you he didn't have anything around him, but at Colorado and Nevada didn't win any games of any significance, and that's going to be our guy.
Yep.
And we're going to be successful with that. And then maybe tell yourself, you know what, we're not going to drop off offensively in terms of efficiency. They're still top 11 in the country.
Yep.
I mean, this is 3 straight years where you've been right around that, you know, 10, 11, 12 range, and you're doing it completely differently. And so, again, it's a credit to Brennan Lewis. Now he's got something around him, and he's maximized it with the Tigers 6-0 on a bye week. Got UAB next week. Hopefully it's going to set up something big with South Florida after that. You know, maybe game day, maybe not. South Florida's got to take care of its business tomorrow night. But for Brennan Lewis to be the only non-Power 4 quarterback on this list, which has got, you know, all the big quarterbacks in the country, I think it's a great thing for the Memphis brand. It's a great thing as Memphis continues to be sort of right now the hot thing in the Group of Five. And you've got, you know, yeah, Big 12 president saying nothing's changed over here.
Right.
Well, it's all in your face every day right now with Memphis in the position that it's put itself in. And so, again, down the line, Brennan Lewis, Ryan Silverfield, all of it. The win is right now being named to the top 25 for Brennan Lewis. He's not going to go on and win the Johnny Unitas Award. But being the only non-Power 4 quarterback on this list, that's the win right now. Give him the crown right now.
Yep.
He's already won. And hopefully, again, it continues. Hopefully for this kid who's put his body on the line,
man,
this year.
Every day.
Let's be real.
Every game.
And especially in that Arkansas game. Hopefully he can hold up health-wise because this feels like something really special potentially lining up. I mean, it's not potentially. It's right there for you.
Yep.
A chance to have perhaps your most special season. And to be doing it with a guy that many thought, man, what are you doing? Getting him, right, with this NIL money you've got. I think it's a tremendous story already, and I can't wait to see how the rest of it unfolds. And so, yeah, you guys, I mean, I could go through the list. John Mateer's on here. Arch Manning's on here. Should he be? Based on the body of work this year? But you know they're going to put the Manning on
right there.
But they've got, I mean, Nussmeier, all the top guys are on here. And, again, a credit to the Memphis program and even more so Brendan Lewis to be on this list. This is your win as a Group of Five quarterback right here, no question.
Absolutely. All right, that GM survey is out over at NBA.com. We love that, right?
Always.
It's just not got much to do with the Grizzlies, though.
Mm.
The Grizzlies are not really relevant in this GM survey.
It's a wait and see, and you could say it about the team and the organization, but also on Ja, isn't it?
Yeah. The first appearance that the Grizzlies make in this is which rookie was the biggest steal at where he was drafted. Cedric Coward did get 11 votes. Yakachonis from Miami was number one with 20 votes.
I'll take that.
And so, you know, it's
not just one GM was high on him.
Yeah, well, excuse me, it's not 20 votes. It's 17% of the vote.
Oh, okay.
And these are not votes. These are where they were selected. So, excuse me. But he got votes. It doesn't say how many votes he got. Cedric Coward did.
All right.
But Yakachonis got 17% of the vote. Ace Bailey got 10% of the vote. Carter Bryant got 10% of the vote. Joan Behringer from Minnesota got 7% of the vote. Liam McNeely from Charlotte got 7% of the vote. Asa Newell from Atlanta got 7% of the vote. And then Cedric Coward was just in the also receiving votes category. So he was mentioned at least by vote by one person. But, you know, that could just be one. The Grizzlies make it their next appearance in the question, which team's level of success is toughest to predict this season? The Grizzlies are tied with 6 other teams for second. With 7% of the vote, the 76ers run away with 47% of the vote. And I guess that's all related to Joel Embiid, right? Which player is the most athletic? Ja Morant received votes. I'm in Thompson was the winner there, 58%, with Anthony Edwards behind him at 23%.
A lot of eyes on Amen Thompson.
That's right. Which player is the fastest with the ball? Ja Morant, second, 33% of the vote. De'Aaron Fox, number one, at 53% of the vote. And that's it. And that's the last appearance and those are the only appearances that the Grizzlies make, you know, in the NBA GM survey. So, unfortunately, it's just not a terribly, you know, the anticipation is not really felt around the league about these Grizzlies. I mean, who's going to win the MVP? Most people think it's going to be Jokic again. If you were starting a franchise today and could sign any player in the NBA, who would it be? Obviously, G.G. Jackson was number one with 83% of the vote. It was Wimby, 83% of the vote.
He's grown. You see that?
Yeah, he's grown.
7'5".
He's absolutely grown. What else is interesting? Oh, breakout player this year. Everybody thinks your man, Amen Thompson, is the guy.
He may wilt under all this pressure. Everybody's pointing to him this year.
Best point guard in the NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, runaway 73% of the vote. Ja does not get a vote, which, you know, I guess is maybe damning. I don't know if he's gotten a vote before, but he did not get one here.
Got to play.
They asked who is the best small forward in the NBA, and 40% of voters, GMs, voted Luka. But Luka's not a small forward, is he? He's a point guard.
To me.
Yeah, like, I don't know, but I guess
he's a lead guard.
Yeah, you can call him whatever you want. I suppose that's the era that we are in. So, which team made the best overall moves this offseason? Who would you guess? Whose offseason did they like the most?
I guess they could. My guess is they're going to pick Houston. I like Denver's.
Atlanta.
Oh, well, everybody's probably thinking that's going to be a top four. I was on the record on that yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't buy what Atlanta's done.
No, you broke
everybody's
the news.
Got them as a top four seed.
Yeah.
I didn't break any news.
You broke the news yesterday that Trae Young getting traded on Grisby.
Well, and it was not news breaking. It was my bold prediction.
Right.
When this doesn't work.
Right.
There's a reason they haven't signed him to the contract extension already.
No, I agree.
No, this dude, they don't know. You know, he's been hanging on to that Eastern Conference Finals run for years.
Yes.
It's been a couple of first-round exits and a bunch of arrogance and stupidity since.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the numbers look good, over 11 assists last year, 24 points. Like I said, now, and again, there's a case to be made the other way when you're talking about Ja, but I know Ja makes players around him better. I still don't know that about Trae Young. You can keep pointing back to that run they had.
Yep.
That was a long time ago now. But here's the deal with Ja. He's not out there, you know? And that's why I can't sit up here and go in, oh, Jaza, just because you've availability. And that's what Trey's got over you right now. But no. I think Atlanta has spoken, and it's a wait and see for them, and the fact that they haven't done the guy. Trey's talked about it. He's disappointed, he said,
yep,
that it hadn't gotten done. He's already talking about, well, if it's, you know, the future's the future, if I got to go somewhere else. Paraphrasing, but it's been along those lines.
Yep.
And yeah, if this thing doesn't come together immediately, I think maybe even by the trade deadline they're moving off, dude. And it's the next Luka type in terms of,
right,
guy you could have signed a contract extension, but you decided it's not worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I'd be much less surprised if they, right?
With, like, Trey.
Yeah.
Cause, right, because that one wouldn't be a shocker.
Right.
We've seen it.
Right.
Freaking Luka led him to the finals.
Yep.
You know, that's always going to be a shock.
A few more. What was the most underrated player acquisition? It was Desmond Bain with 17% of the vote. There were a lot of acquisitions, so it wasn't a runaway. But GMs mostly liked the Desmond Bain acquisition by the Magic, who they also say will be the most improved team in 2025-26. So
them or the Hawks? Where did Orlando finish in the standings last year?
They were like a little bit disappointed,
right? Because Paolo was out for so long,
yeah,
and that hurt him.
Yeah,
and so yeah, if it sounded like, yeah. So I guess that's an improvement. That's enough.
Yeah.
Hawks are going to come from a little bit from even lower though, right? From what people are projecting, and some folks, I think even Vegas got them as the four.
Yeah, they did win a game off of Boston, but they lost in five. So. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Anything else that interesting? Not really. Who will win Rookie of the Year? Obviously, Cooper Flagg. Who will be the best player in 5 years? Cooper Flagg. Yeah. So that's about it.
Do we have a mock draft of next year already?
I'm sure there is one.
Who's
Although Gavone's not working at ESPN anymore. I think it will be Darren Peterson.
Not AJ.
I think AJ will end up going number two.
So we're getting AJ.
Yeah. I mean,
all you folks that are putting all this pressure on Cedric Howard to be the number three in a new big three, you need to be thinking about what you could get with the Phoenix pick.
Yeah.
Which could be your third best asset.
Yeah. So, the last mock draft that Gavone did for ESPN, he has Darren Peterson going number one.
Okay. We won't have the one pick.
Right.
There's something about that with that pick. It can't be one.
And then
go to the Washington.
The Jazz picking two, they picked AJ DeBance, and of course, like that just makes perfect sense because he's already in Utah.
Okay, well, Jazz got to get the lottery balls. Where do they have Phoenix?
Let's see. He has Phoenix picking sixth.
We're going to need some luck.
And the Grizzlies would draft Jaden Quaintance, 6'10 center.
Former Team Thad, big.
But why would they draft his center? They have Zach Edey.
Because Edey didn't work.
I mean, that'd be a mess.
Edey couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
The Grizzlies lack bigs.
That's tough, though.
Can Jaden athletically play next to Edey?
No.
Right. I mean, not that you're taking Jaren off the floor.
I do think he's an athlete, but it's like, you know.
He's your middle.
You going to play those two?
I haven't watched Quaintance in a while.
It just feels like he would be an Edey replacement as opposed to play alongside him, because I don't think of him like a stretch guy.
Make us a big three right there. I'm saying is that piece that everybody's trying to heap on Cedric Cowher, because a few people said he could be Kobe or Magic.
Yeah.
I mean, Kobe or Jordan. And Drew's right. I think the Grizzlies are looking at a couple of different pathways, because you and I were discussing this by text. What he could very well be is just like one of those guys from OKC.
Yep.
That's really tough defensively for you. Can knock down threes and be a key piece, but a role player. And whoever you're drafting, and especially if that thing could get up his eyes too, whatever it is, with this Phoenix pick could be the third guy, and all of a sudden Cedric Howard's valuable for you, but in a different way, as opposed to heaping all of this, expectations, whatever else, that he has to be, you know, one of a big three that includes John Jaren. But what it's going to require is patience and holding on this year, because I just think it's inevitable. I hope Ja plays all season. I hope Jaren does too. Maybe that lifts you higher than what it's looking like right now. That number is 39.5, 40.5 in terms of the wins.
Yep.
Like, you're going to have to hold on here to a little bit of faith before you get to that. And maybe this is what you find out. Is it so bad that you got to do some of the deadline and move out some of this redundancy that you've got in here, whether it's on the wing, guys that are getting lost in the shuffle, do something else there, then focus on that Phoenix pick? But there's a way to come out of this, but you've got to be careful and you got to hold on, because it could get real stormy here in terms of wins and losses. But, you know, particularly as you compare it to what you've seen the last couple of years before the debacle, you know, the end of that second half of last year of the trade deadline. You're used to winning. You're used to two seeds. So people are going to panic. You can come out of it quickly if you make the right move.
It's not a good draft.
Perhaps.
That's the issue.
I don't want to drop to six, is what I'm saying.
I would rather trade that Phoenix pick, man.
If it got down that low, maybe. You know? Because, again, I would really like to cash in on a third, you know, a big three guy, potentially.
Yep. Yep.
You know, not hoping it happens for a guy at 11, but banking on it for a guy at 2.
Yeah, I mean,
AJ.
I guess it also depends on how the Grizzlies season goes, right? I mean, if they
you could have two lottery picks, bro. You could have two lottery picks.
Yeah.
If you don't make it this year, that could end up, and I'm not suggesting, I want Ja to have the best year ever, so you ain't going to be talking about lottery if he does that, hopefully. But My point is, you could easily be looking at two lottery picks next year and a real chance at some flexibility.
Absolutely.
You know, if it goes that way, that could be a silver lining.
There's no doubt about that. So, anyway, the GM survey is up at NBA.com. Not a ton of Grizz relevance, but always interesting to just kind of see what the league thinks anyway.
Thursday night football night. We always gauge it by how we feel like Al Michaels is going to feel about it. And on one side, he's going to be very eager to talk about the Eagles getting back on track, right? After losing it, blowing it to Denver last week. Great win for Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos, but the Eagles gave it to him. And they've been a mess offensively, particularly in terms of yards per play, among the worst in the league. And it's clearly not an offense that's operating at a high level. You don't even have Saquon Barkley having a good season. So your ground game has failed you. A.J. Brown's not getting the ball enough. And listen, they had been finding ways to win those first 4 weeks, and that's what did we say? Well, that's what championship teams do. I still believe this is one of those. Now, are they playing as well as Detroit right now? No. Mm-hmm. And maybe even, you know, perhaps Green Bay gets it to a point later this season where Philly's third-best team in the NFC. I'm not allowing what I saw against Denver to change anything. This is going to team that's going to bounce back. Usually they have done a good job previously, last couple of years, of circling the wagons when we've thought things were going wrong. I keep pointing to the Sirianni thing last year where he goes off on the fan. We're all saying as talking heads, he's lost control. This guy doesn't, you know, this guy's not controlling the controllables. And what it did was galvanize him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, a loss like that to Denver could do that. Now, I'm not telling you all of a sudden they look like some, you know, high-powered offense, because I just think with her, you know, this coordinator, whatever it is, something's off. Jalen, you know, passing the ball hadn't been great.
Right.
And so, anyway, I expect, long story short, the Eagles, and so does Vegas apparently, they're 7.5-point favorites, to get back on track tonight against a Giants team that, let's be real, took a bit of a step back after a step forward.
Yep.
And Jaxson Dart's debut against the Chargers stepped back last week. I'm not sure what to expect from Jaxson Dart tonight. But what I know is on the other side of the ball, he's going to have an Eagles defense that's hot to get back on track, right? And going to be, you know, going to be trying to. I mean, you can't play with the Giants in this game if you're the Eagles. And so,
agreed.
Yeah, I'm not sure we'll have much of a game in terms of by the end of it. Al Michaels probably going to be telling some stories.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure why anybody would be interested in the Giants in this game.
I mean, they stepped up against the Chargers. Can they do it again? Is what I would ask you.
Yeah, I mean, Eagles off a loss.
That's tough. Right.
You know, you're down every decent weapon you had.
Maybe if they're 5-0 and the antenna weren't up.
Yeah.
Right.
I could see you
like you just said,
game.
Coming off a loss. They're going to smash them. Malik's gone.
I think so. I mean, I don't know how Jaxson Dart has. I mean, maybe if he can gut out 60 yards on the ground, right? Like,
it's going to take some hits from Philly.
Yeah. But it would take that. Plus, N'Kobe Dean is finally making his debut this week.
I heard that.
So,
shout out.
What was that, a Horn Lake?
Horn Lake.
Yeah. Georgia boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Champion, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you got N'Kobe Dean making his debut. And, you know, I don't know. This is one where I'm like, there's no way I would ever bet New York Giants football here.
And there's nothing to be gained by betting Eagles?
I mean, maybe. I mean, the only thing is, like, it's a road game. It's a divisional game. You know.
Throw out their records.
Yeah, like, but I mean, I feel like the Giants just stink.
Stop.
Like, I feel like they're not good. Like, now, I mean, I will say the Eagles have not looked that great either. The Eagles have offensively, I mean, how many yards a game is Jalen Hurts averaging? Like, under 200, right? It's not like he's been lighting the world on fire by any stretch of the imagination. So
it's Barkley. He's just barely over 50 yards a game for five games.
Yeah.
At first, I thought they were trying to preserve him.
Yeah.
Right. Don't go so hard. But their running game is putrid right now.
Yeah. So
compared to what it is usually,
I'm not sure, man. I don't have anything on this. You know, I am tempted by Philly just because, like, it just does feel like it's a squash spot here.
Watch this be the game where Saquon pops.
Yeah.
He had 176 and a touchdown last October. Watch this be the one where he explodes.
Well, and the Giants last week, dude, 5 turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know. Maybe that game's different if they lost to the Saints. I mean, all of a sudden they're going to go home and find their courage against the Philadelphia Eagles off a loss themselves in a game they should have won. You know, so up 17-3 on the Broncos. They wouldn't give that. They're not giving that lead back to the Giants.
Don't forget they had a meeting, the offensive guys.
The Eagles
Hurts.
Did?
Yeah, it was Hurts. It was A.J. Brown. It was Barkley.
Now, what's
the leaders have met.
What's amazing is
and,
that
and they're going to take it out on the Giants.
Somehow, as we discuss the Giants ahead of their players only meeting game, you know they have to play, they have to fade the, you know, the players only meeting Eagles. We have someone on the show whose New York team is even worse than the New York Giants. He sits there, he nods.
He's thinking about his fantasy team. He's not thinking about his real team.
George, you were. I don't want to put you on blast, bro, but you believed in Justin Fields before the season started.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
What's wrong? And you know what the craziest part about bringing up Fields of all things? He hasn't been
stop.
That bad.
He's been.
He really hasn't.
Stop it, King G.
King G.
Oh,
stop
no.
it. You are in denial.
I'm not. It's the Jets' defense that's been bad.
Yeah, he was
second
good in
worst
that.
In points per game.
He was good in the Pittsburgh game. He, you know, whatever. Y'all should have
right.
won that game.
Yeah, I should have won that,
but
won
he's
that
been,
game.
He's been terrible.
He hasn't been that bad.
He has been terrible. He's all he does is run.
He is an athlete. He's just a runner.
What has he done with
I'm
his actually
fine with
arm?
That.
What has he done with his arm? Has he done anything with his arm? Does he throw a touchdown with his arm? He's throwing
oh,
like,
yeah.
one or two.
He's throwing a couple.
Yeah, he's
they're just going to the tight end.
He's throwing four
touchdowns.
I was thinking about picking up your tight end.
Hey, Mason Taylor had a nice game last week.
He's Jason Taylor's kid.
Yeah,
crazy.
I was thinking about picking him up.
I was about to say
because that's all Fields throws to.
Pretty much. Yeah. Him and, well, because Garrett Wilson's triple covered at this point. They're like, he's the only one they got.
Hey, you know who does that? Rookies.
Yeah,
that's what rookies do. They just throw their tight end, right? Justin Fields been in the league for.
Yeah,
four
even
five
Spencer
years.
Rattler stopped that. He's now throwing to the receivers. He's,
yeah.
You know, he's evolved.
Yeah, like.
I mean, when your I, other
Jackson
options,
Dart going to throw to
believe
the
Believe me,
Johnson.
I'm a man who prayed and then cheered hard for Justin Fields. I watched it. I
he
lived it. I
experience.
Hoped for it. It never materialized.
When his other receiver options are Alan Lazard and Josh Reynolds.
He's
and
got Garrett Wilson. He's got Breece Hall. Let's not act like he ain't got nothing.
You guys are penalized. I mean, I feel like
oh,
Aaron's just running an asylum right
your
now.
Offense,
I thought
yeah.
there'd be more control.
Your offense is better than the Raiders. It's 100% better than the Raiders. You have Breece Hall and you have Garrett Wilson. Boom.
Next, you have Ashton Jeanty.
Ashton Jeanty is a slow rookie, man. Every
slow.
Time,
every,
you guys are not blocking for him. Stop.
Every time I looked up, I was actually watching this game on Sunday.
I'm sorry.
And every time I looked up, Breece Hall was running for 20 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy.
It's the Cowboys defense.
Every time I looked up, yeah, that
they
man
can't
was
stop the run
wide
for
open.
Amen.
You know?
Like, look for whoever in Carolina this week. Just saying.
It's going to be Rico Dowdle, by the way.
You think? You don't think
oh,
it's Chuba?
Oh, it's Rico's time. It's Rico's revenge game.
That's true.
They obviously don't need Chuba because Rico had 200 yards last week.
Let him play again.
Get that calf healthy. Get that calf healthy.
The most significant thing, the question for the Jets is, what quarterback are you going to draft?
Hopefully none of them.
What?
They all stink.
It's too deep for you not to take one, though,
sure
right?
It is.
And you need, and the desperation is going to be there with the way Justin's played.
I will say I think it depends who comes out. Because if it's just
you don't have one, you don't have one in
it's,
there
no,
that you
the,
like,
the,
you're going to have to pick one.
Sellers, Mateer, Dante Moore from Oregon.
Bro, y'all are
that's
going
the
quarterback.
One for me.
Yeah,
if it's Dante, I'm okay with that.
Well, John says he's going one, so y'all going to have to tank to get him.
I mean,
I think Nussmeier's an NFL quarterback.
I already posted the tackathon.
What's wrong this year? What's happening?
He's Brian Kelly.
We also
Brian.
Do think
Brian,
he's
he threw for 4,000 Brian Kelly last year.
Well,
I haven't watched it. That's why I'm asking.
Oblique. No,
we
it's a good
think
question.
It's an oblique right now for Nussmeier.
He's injured.
Either.
Okay, that's an explanation. That would explain. So that,
like, just
dip.
Watching. He doesn't have the
watched
zip.
Enough.
Yeah. Doesn't have the zip on the
it's
ball
different.
He had last year. It just looks
off. I've seen the highlights. I haven't watched enough LSU football to be able to put my finger on it. That sounds like something plausible.
Also, their offensive line down there right now with all the injuries.
Okay.
Terrible.
Lost Will Campbell.
And like they had two or three guys
yeah,
in the draft.
Yeah.
I mean he's one of the best run pass blockers in the NFL.
Already.
He's pass blocking for Drake May now. So yeah, I think that's probably a big part of it too, is that it's hard to replace a top five NFL left tackle.
I don't like Klubnik.
Me
neither. No chance.
I don't like
any part of it. He's not a big guy. You know
Aller?
No, Klubnik.
No, he's not.
No, I need my quarterback to be a big dude. You
then
know
you
mean?
Have to add in that any quarterback that goes to the Jets, it's going to be the kiss of death.
Yes.
So this guy's going to have to be able to overcome that.
Yep. Yeah, that's
it's going to require some serious, you know, skills.
No question.
I don't know if that maybe that guy's not in the draft, but you're taking one.
Yeah, I mean, what are you
don't have a choice.
Did you ever have a moment with Justin Fields where you were like, "This is the guy"?
A couple. I mean, DJ Moore caught for like 1,300 yards. I was telling myself, man, if a receiver can do that with Justin Fields, oh, we can develop him into a passer, or at least enough of one that when he's got to make that third down throw from the pocket, he can do it. Can't do it. He's throwing because he can't put any touch on the ball. Everything's a freaking bullet, dude. I don't care if it's 2 yards away from him.
They're, all fastballs. That's all there is.
It's the only thing he's got. Only thing he's got. I love him to death. He's a good human being. Pittsburgh did him wrong because he was 4-2 with them, and they decided to go another direction. But he is not going to be a face of a franchise or able to lead one.
No, it
unfortunately. I'm not going to lie to you. And it's not a slap in the face at this point because he's been given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to take Justin Fields and make that man a wide receiver or a flanker or something.
Yeah.
Because when that dude runs, he runs past people.
Right.
He is an athlete. There's a role for Justin Fields in the NFL. It just ain't as a quarterback.
That's probably true.
I'm just telling you. And like I said, he's been given the opportunity to try to lead, you know, as a number one guy. That ain't him. But he is a weapon when he's running and getting out in that open field.
Yeah, absolutely. So NFL tonight on Prime. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Bennett Doyle is going to join us in the third hour. We'll talk to him about Grizz preseason and more. Stick around. Jason and John, Turner FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back, Jason and John at Eternal FM ESPN. By the way, crazy story nationally. I don't know if it's crazy. It's probably expected at this point. But, you know, as we got off the air yesterday, Jason, the reporting from Ollie Connolly was that Bill Belichick has discussed buyout options with North Carolina's, powers that be. He has signaled a willingness to trigger his own $1 million buyout if he can find a soft landing with another team or in the media. He went on to sort of describe the situation at North Carolina. He said members of Belichick's coaching staff have already spoken to other schools that are expected to be in the college football playoff about taking on roles during the postseason. From one coach, quote, "The rats are leaving the ship." Some staffers believe a change will come within 2 weeks. Obviously, we talked about the recruiting violations that are currently under investigation. Belichick's communication with his staff in the past 2 weeks has been described as weird and distant by multiple members of North Carolina's coaching staff. Multiple coaches were unable to get a hold of him during UNC's bye week. From one UNC assistant, "What we've done to these kids is bleeped up." Now, North Carolina had come out last night, or maybe it was this morning, and reaffirmed, I would say tepidly, their commitment to Bill Belichick, basically saying that we're sticking, by our man for, they don't say for now, but here's the actual quote. "Coach Belichick has the full support of the Department of Athletics and University." And Bill Belichick's quote is, "I'm fully committed to UNC football and the program we're building here." And that's it. I think short of like an actual scandal, sometimes college football coaches have scandals, and it's embarrassing, and it's a bad look for the university. So I would say sans a scandal, this is one of the most embarrassing football hires of all time. Bill Belichick was never in this for North Carolina football, and the fact that anybody ever believed that at North Carolina football is kind of sad. This guy is on some kind of personal mission to show that he can do this somewhere without Tom Brady, that he thought he could come into college, have a big NIL budget, and build a historically nothing program into something just because he's Bill Belichick. And what you find
is that being Bill Belichick in 2025, it don't really mean that much anymore. I think it's a joke. I think it's so embarrassing for everybody involved, the whole girlfriend thing. Put the Belichick family in a Jordan shoebox, drop them off in the nearest post office, okay, and be done with this. Because this, you, Michael Jordan came out for you.
I wouldn't even give him the shoebox if I'm Mike. You can get on out of here. We've given you enough already.
You've let him down. You know, and I understand why North Carolina bought the Magic Beans, man. They had nothing to lose. They have this, you know, legendary coach saying he wants to be there despite having no real connections to the place. It ain't like they had this long list of great coaches, I imagine, that wanted to coach there. And they said, hell yeah, we'll do it. Hell yeah, we'll buy it. Hell yeah, these boosters will be galvanized and give you $20-plus million of NIL. And what do you do with it, man? What do you do with it? You're one of the most embarrassing. You're one of the worst teams in America.
Had that opening drive.
We'll always have that one.
Hold on to that.
The scripted drive.
We said, oh, boy, yeah. Belichick's here.
Chapel Bill. But what you find is that this team is godforsaken. This staff of his friends and buddies, and you go get your old, you know, Freddie Kitchens, you know, you go get your old GM, Mike Lombardi, you know, and this is just a mess, man. It's just embarrassing. It's humiliating. It's pathetic, man, for Bill Belichick and for UNC football. He cannot be back for 2026.
No, cannot. Done no too much damage. Adam Schefter point to their number 20 ranked recruiting class, but you cannot expect those kids. And again, nobody these days is depending upon freshmen. But you can't expect those kids to stay committed with everything that's happening. John, I have to say this. This was a good one from Keeping It Heel, a Twitter account that covers North Carolina. Said Belichick said 12 words in the statement. Bubba Cunningham had 13. It's 25 words total. 25 days away from Carolina basketball. Like they are ready to turn the page. Really well done.
Congrats to Hubert. Hubert has somehow become the favorite on campus.
There's also some fake ones out there that, you know, from Duke and every other ACC school that Belichick has their full support because, they, you know, going in this losing program, they want to continue to beat. The jokes are part of the point.
Yes.
That's what he's become. Orlovsky said it this morning. They're a punchline right now. You can't allow that. You can't continue to allow that to damage your brand. It's literally by the day. I mean, you possibly could hurt this thing, keeping Belichick any longer in a way that for the next coach, man, it's going to take years and years to get it back. Because again, when you ask recruits about North Carolina, this will be the thing that's most recent will be what's on their minds and what they know. They're not going to go think about, well, yeah, Mack Brown was okay. You know, this is going to be tough to recover from.
Yes.
It already will be. It could get worse if you keep him. Here, I want to, real quick, because Paul Feinbaum said something this morning on ESPN that I haven't seen reported, but you touched on. You said in this report, the assistants said they could not reach him during the bye week. Paul Feinbaum came out this morning, I think it was on Get Up, one of the, not First Take, and said that basically Bill went on a vacation. Okay. And his point was left. On the bye week, the reports are the assistants couldn't get a hold of him. But his point was, no college football coach, not of a major program, does this. Maybe you're gone for a day to go golfing.
Yep.
But you don't get to a point where you're out of contact with your coaches because we know it's once that season starts, bro, you're on. Absolutely. And in a bye week, Lord knows you got plenty to clean up.
Yep.
What are you talking about? Ryan Silverfield ain't off for.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.